Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. American Airlines will slash international flying as far out as the end of August as the coronavirus batters travel demand. Overseas flight capacity trimmed 60% from last summer's level, paced by an 80% drop across the Pacific. At least 23 seasonal routes won't operate at all. Two, the Trump campaign has been donating meals to hospitals across the country to feed doctors, nurses, first responders on the front lines of the coronavirus battle. Since last Thursday, President Trump's reelection campaign has been calling up local restaurants and ordering large amounts of food to be delivered to more than a dozen hospitals in New York, New Jersey, Washington State, and yes, here in Michigan. And number one, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer ordering all K-12 schools to remain closed throughout the academic year to prevent the further spread of coronavirus. The Michigan Association of Intermediate School Administrators and the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers now developing resources for teachers to offer online learning. And that's where we start with our three here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for joining us all across the state of Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday morning. In this hour, Steve Doolin will join us, licensed attorney, real estate broker, longtime Steve Gruber Show guest. Tim Carney from the Washington Examiner and also from the American Enterprise Institute with us. And then Tara Tarango, Chief Education Officer for Van Andel Institute for Education. All happening here in a busy hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Also try to get through some of the big mound of material I have over here to share with you on this day. Whole lots of coronavirus stuff, of course, but, well, other things too. Like Governor Whitmer shutting down K-12 schools through the end of the year. It's been rumored through most of the week, but the official announcement coming yesterday. Let's hear from Governor Whitmer and then answer a few questions the best that I can about what this means for you and for students across the state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday making the announcement. Cut one.
Today I'm signing an executive order to close school buildings to students for the remainder of the calendar year, the school calendar year. All in-person instruction for K-12 students will be suspended, and all school buildings will be closed for the remainder of this school year. This doesn't mean our kids will stop learning. Each district must develop an alternative learning plan for students to continue their education during this time. Plans will be different based on district. The plans will be locally driven and reflect the best interests of the kids in their communities. That means learning by phone or mail or online. That means project-based learning and paper packets, telephone lessons, and things that can be used as means of alternative mode of delivering instruction. Districts must make sure that their plans are appropriate and accessible for families in their schools. If the plan relies on some online instruction, the district should ensure that every student has access to an appropriate device with an ability to connect to the internet. Students and families will not be punished if they are unable to participate in their alternate learning plan.
All right, Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday making the announcement about K-12 schools across the state. What does it actually mean? I'll tell you that, and then I want to come back to a different question that Governor Whitmer got yesterday during the press conference. But what happens to students, high school seniors who are about to graduate, will graduate as long as they were on track to do so before the shutdown, and most other students moving up to the next grade. The governor was specific yesterday in saying that the shutdown, no student will be punished because of the shutdown. So no student who was on track to move up a grade level would be held back from moving up due to the changing way that education is going to be delivered for at least the rest of this year. The question about remote learning, you heard her talk about that just a little bit there. If you're going to do some sort of internet, remote teaching, how do we get materials, Chromebooks, things like that into homes? How do we make sure homes have internet access? That is still a big question. The governor's saying that they'll do what they can to make that happen and allow students to take part in online learning. And of course, schools have to sort of design their plans around that, making sure if they're going to do online learning, they still can reach those students who perhaps don't have access or don't have that technology. Districts will get funding from the state through June 30th, the end of the budget year, as long as all school employees stay on the payroll. So schools can't, you know, cut staff to save money. You got to pay employees and you'll get the money from the state. What about next year? When will it start? Will it start early? Will it start on time? Will we be ready by then? In short, who knows? Who knows what the virus will look like by then? Who knows what advancements we'll make by then? Governor saying yesterday, we just don't know when school might start. What if it's not done by the fall, right? Well, we'll see. There's also the possibility it sort of ebbs over the summer, and perhaps we have it come back in the fall, like a seasonal flu. But again, who knows what we will know by then? Who knows what advancements we'll have by then? Who knows how we'll be able to better handle things by then? All these questions are out there. And it's best probably not to make broad pronouncements about what's going to happen. What's April, May, June, July, August, 4 months from now or so, and let things play out a bit. But K-12 for the rest of this school year in the state is done. My kids, I know older students probably have a different point of view, perhaps. My kids are pretty disappointed that they are not going to be going back to the school to see their friends, to learn. They really enjoy school. They really do. And they're hoping to go back. So I think others, you know, they're still going to learn. That's the point here. But that's what school districts are working on to develop a plan to make sure students are still learning. We got just enough time to squeeze this in. I wanted to go back. Governor Whitmer, during that press conference yesterday, was asked a question about a statewide curfew at night and whether or not that's been considered. Listen to her answer here. It's Whitmer. This is Cut 5.
We have not discussed a statewide curfew at this juncture. I will say that the exponential growth in COVID-19 is something that we're all very concerned about. We know that our hospital systems are at capacity in many parts of our state. We know that this great testing that was set up in the city of Detroit has shown that there's a much higher prevalence of COVID-19, I think, than anyone anticipated. The more testing we do, the better. We see numbers go up, and that is concerning for people, but the more testing we can do, the better handle we can get on how prevalent this is and make educated decisions. I know that the mayor of Flint went forward with a curfew this week. I know that that's being talked about at a variety of our sister states, but at this juncture, we've not had that conversation. But we're anticipating and analyzing each of the actions that other areas are taking to be aggressive and to be on the forefront. And so I would anticipate at some point a conversation about that, but there's not been one yet, and there's not a decision right now either.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer on a statewide.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.